Hi everyone, good morning. This is Love Child. My name is Kerich Nazon, although many people know me as Love Child, and today I just want to talk about something that has been bothering me for a very long time. You see, the politics, the 2022 politics, the way people are talking is as if politics is being done tomorrow. And personally, I think it's wrong. And I don't think it's right for everyone to do politics as early as this, because we're just from election and people are currently talking about election as if that is the only thing we're gonna do in this country. And interestingly, those people who are talking politics are the people who are supposed, or are the people who are telling us we should keep away from politics. You find that a president is talking, is doing politics, is doing 2022 politics, and is busy telling us that we should not do campaigns. So it's very funny, because those guys are the one who are doing politics, and they are the one who are telling us not to do politics. But anyway, all the same, it's not bad kuchipanga, ni mzuri kuchipanga, but as you chipanga tu pole pole, I don't think that we should give a priority politics or 2022 politics at the moment. Instead of focusing on 2022, we could use the same energy for development purposes. And I just want to appreciate what the deputy president has been doing for a long time, working here and there. Doing some projects, launching some projects, talking about it. I think it's cool. I think it's okay. Even though the problem is that some people want to brand the team as Tanga Tanga for 2022, but I think what the deputy president is doing is right. He should go everywhere, he should go every corner, he should speak everywhere about development and what actually the Jubilee has done. The appointment of Matiang'i, to me, I don't think it's something so funny. I don't think it has any impact, because after all, Matiang'i is supposed to report to the presidency. He's supposed to report to the presidency, and the presidency consists of William Ruto, a deputy president. Remember, William Ruto is a deputy president who has mandate from Wananchi. He's a deputy president who don't receive orders from president, unlike the vice president who normally receive orders from president. I think people should now come into term with the word deputy president, because deputy president is also elected leader. He's not someone who can be picked from anywhere. He has his role. He is a principal assistant to the president. So anybody fearing that Matiang'i will intimidate William Ruto, I don't think it's right, because Matiang'i is a CS. Matiang'i is a cabinet secretary, and no matter how much we brand him as a prime minister, that will never change the fact that he is a cabinet secretary like anybody else or like any other secretary. The only role or the only thing that can distinguish this guy, Matiang'i, with other guys is that he is now supposed to play the role of you know, being the head of all cabinet secretaries. I mean, he's the one who's going to coordinate all the government activities. But talking about coordination, it doesn't bear William Ruto from launching or from commissioning projects. I think that should be very clear. The work of CS Matiang'i is just to coordinate, is just to ask, to go and ask the other ministers whether they have done the job assigned by the president, the job assigned by the deputy president, or any other job that was supposed to be carried or to take place in the office. But I don't think he has any right to, you know, intimidate or, you know, being the boss to William Ruto. That one is a no. And in case the president is outside the country, Matiang'i has no otherwise, has no choice than to report to the president, that is acting president William Ruto. Whenever the president is outside the country, deputy president takes the role automatically. So in case of any outside visit by the president, William Ruto has all the mandate. He has all the right to ask Matiang'i to report to him directly as a president or acting president. So me, I don't think there is any issue, even though people are politicizing too much, but I don't think there is an issue about it, because the role is very clear. I see deputy president the other day chairing meetings and chairing even cabinet meetings, which is still fine. I think everyone has a role. About the handshake and 2022 politics, the handshake was meant to unite the communities, was meant to bring peace to this country. But it's very unfortunate, because the handshake has been surrounded by very many politics and hullabaloo. I don't understand why Raila Odinga and Uhuru Kenyatta shake hands, and at the same time they are fighting the Deputy President William Ruto, as it was very clear Hassan Joho has started a war against William Ruto. And the other time, while in Busia, Hassan Joho wasn't even ashamed to stand up and say that we've been told by our party leader, which is Honorable Raila Amolo Odinga, to fight the Deputy President William Ruto. Then I'm wondering, what was the purpose of that handshake? If you can stand and say that I've been given orders to fight the Deputy President, what was the reason of the handshake, or was it an uncheck? I think the agreement behind these handshakes should be made public, so that people know what all about this handshake, because they are telling us that this handshake is not about 2022, but at the same time, what is being talked about in rallies is all about 2022. Hassan Joho seems to have started a war with William Ruto using the handshakes, that William Ruto fights handshakes. And if this handshakes is true, if this handshakes was bad for everyone, then I believe it's high time for them to, tell us whether it was between the Luo nation and the Kikuyu nation, so that the rest of us can also form a handshake, because it seemed this handshakes was for the two communities. And sincerely speaking, I don't think this handshake between Raila Odinga and Uhuru Kenyatta was meant to stabilize this country, because other communities will feel left. And at the end of the day, these other 45 communities that have been left out by this handshake, they will form a very strong handshake. And I'm very sure it will be a discipline. It will be enough discipline between Raila Odinga and Uhuru Kenyatta. So I think Uhuru Kenyatta should be very careful. Raila Odinga is being known as that guy who can play hide and seek game. He can come to your house, pretend to be a very good person, and within a minute he has rocked everything in your house. And I see this is going to happen someday, because as you can see right now, the Ruto side, the other side of politicians who are allied to Deputy President William Ruto, are speaking negative about the president. He says that the president no longer listen to anyone. And as you can see, the focal member of parliament from Gatundu, the hometown of President Uhuru Kenyatta, has already talked about moving to Democratic Party or DP, because he don't get that opportunity in Jubilee to express his right of democracy, and that is why he felt like he should move out and do some other things. So I think things are thick, and with the coming in of Raila Odinga, I think it might be the end of this Jubilee government. But all the same, we are all hopeful, and I know that comes 2022, come rain and sunshine, William Ruto will fight to the best. And as someone said, William Ruto is that kind of a gentleman whereby you cannot downplay him. He has his cards, and I know that he's going to fight to the end. So, deputy president is not that someone who can be intimidated very easily. And Uhuru Kenyatta and Raila Odinga should be very, very careful. And that is the end of my talks today. See you tomorrow, guys. My name is Love Child, Mtoto wa Nyumbani.